Donate and listen to the podcast at wrwl.org.
All righty, we're back. Get ready to bring that up, Steve Bannon. But just before we do that, folks, there's still there may be still time for you folks that haven't gotten a table here in Northeast Ohio for the Agape Christian School, Christian Academy. They are having an evening with Dr. Georgia Partum, and she's with the educational content for Answers in Genesis. And now, Agape Christian School is a really great Christian academy. It is really a great Christian academy. I know my grandson goes to it, and I've been working with the folks that have running that, Sue and Russ, for years. And it is just, again, like I can't tell you how much we need schools like this. Our children really need schools like this. So anyhow, they're having a banquet dinner Friday night, and I talked to them today, and they said you could still possibly get in there. It only costs $45 for admission, $45. It's a banquet dinner, and you've got a wonderful speaker. And this is, or if you wanted to buy a table, you could still possibly get a table. A table of eight would cost $350. So here's what you do. For more information, I'll just give you the number you to call it. And then that number is 440-834-8022. That's 440-834-8022. And it's going to be held this Friday, April 21st at 6:30 p.m. to 9 at Parkside Church at 7100 Pettibone Road there in Bainbridge. That's Parkside Church, 7100 Pettibone Road there in Bainbridge. So give them a call if you want to make it. It's like I said, it's a really good school. And I know we bought three tables just because we really want to support these folks. Our children need schools like this. They really do. All righty. Now we're going to go back. We're going to listen to Steve Bannon and Liz Yore on what the UN, we are there, folks. I mean, right exactly what God's Word, the Bible says. You wonder how it could get worse. Now listen, they want to normalize everything that God's Word, the Bible calls a sin. Everything. They'll go from here. Believe me, they would want to legalize killing Christians very quickly. I am not kidding you. I'm not kidding you at all when I'm telling you this. So you need to be prepared to stand up and fight and hold your ground. Remember what God's Word, the Bible, the three missions he gives us. Mission one, the Great Commission, first and foremost. Matthew 28, verses 18 through 20. Go out and preach the gospel throughout the world, baptizing in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, teaching the Bible, folks, and leading people to the Lord. Two, from Genesis to Revelation, God's Word, the Bible, teaches resistance to tyranny is obedience to God. It teaches resistance to tyranny is obedience to God. And then number three, he tells you that we are to hold fast to the traditions of the apostles, to stand fast and not give up, not stand down, not back up. And that's what we have to do. So get prepared. Look, this is, you've got one lifetime to place up crowns in eternity. This life is going to go by very quickly, and you have but this amount of time to place up crowns that you're going to spend eternity with. Now, the only real thing that is absolutely, completely, and totally real in this existence that you can trust completely and totally is God's Word, and I would advise you to do that. But go ahead and bring it on up, Kyle.
Liz Yore, United Nations. Walk me through. You got to walk me through the logic of this. I don't understand it. It does play, and people that mock the Q guys and mock the thing, and I've in the past saying, hey, anybody says white hats doesn't know what they're talking about. But you see this, and I mean, you tell me, what is this thing with the United Nations and the no criminalization of any kind of contact with young people by adults on the sexual, the predator nature? What is going on here? Walk me through this.
Well, you know, I feared this day. Many child advocates for years have been warning about the normalization and decriminalization of pedophilia. And lo and behold, no surprise, the UN has issued a report that's been apparently in the making for 5 years, and it's been pushed by the International Commission on Jurists. So there's many judges on this report from all over the world. In fact, there's professors from Georgetown Law, our alma mater, Steve, and Yale. And this is essentially what the United Nations is doing. And once you hear this, everything is going to now fall into place. You will see what the agenda is. The United Nations is now declaring that pedophilia is a human right. And this so-called human right should not be criminalized or prosecuted. They're clearly saying that minors can consent to sex with an adult. Now, in the Judeo-Christian legal system, we know that children...
Slow down, because I know you're going to get blown up. I just want to go back. Tell me, give me the report, the official title of the report. Sure. I want people to be able to link to it. And just give me again what the thing hasn't been voted on or approved, but it's an official report, 5 years in the making. What's the title of the report? What UN establishment? And people can read it. And what does the report say?
And you can see it at Your Children, my website. I posted it. It's called the 8 March Principles for a Human Rights-Based Approach to Criminal Law Proscribing Conduct Associated with Sex, Reproduction, Drug Use, HIV, Homelessness, and Poverty. And it's on the UN AIDS website. And it gives legal advice on issues related to sex involving children under the age of 18. So this report is, I think, the next generation of, we have abortion rights, we have LGBT rights, we have trans rights, and now we're going to have pedophilia rights. And for all those parents who've been scratching their heads saying, you know, they're grooming our kids, you know, with this in kindergarten, in preschool, with books and sex ed. What is going on? This is what's going on. They are softening the target so that this report can be the basis of pushing for a worldwide decriminalization of sexual exploitation of children. We don't need any more laws on this issue. Steve, we've got state and federal laws that are very strong on protecting children. But this is what the elite, global elites, have always wanted, to legitimize pedophilia. And I've never seen a report like this. I have never seen a report. The opening statement is from a former judge, retired judge in South Africa, who is a very prolific gay activist. And he talks about himself in the report. And he said, "For many long years in the law, as a proud gay man, I know profoundly how criminal law signals which groups are deemed worthy of protection and which are deemed worthy of condemnation and ostracism." So they are going to destigmatize pedophilia. That's the agenda here. And, you know, it shouldn't come as a
Yeah, we're going to get into more of it. I just want to make sure the report's out there. People can read it, and it goes up on your site. How do people get to you, both the site to get the report and then your analysis you put up on social media? Where do people go?
Sure. The report is up on YORE, children, my website.com. And I'm everywhere on all social media platforms under Elizabeth Yore. So the report's up there. I'll be commenting more on it. This is a heads up to parents. And this report is not going on a shelf, Steve. This report is going operational. It's going operational. Yeah. And this is the reason why Trump wanted to defund the United Nations.
The UN. Trump was 100% correct on this. We're going to have a call to action on this. Thank you, Liz.
And, you know, Joe, in 2 Timothy chapter 3, Wendy, he talks about, gives you a litany of the way things would be at the end times. In fact, he's very specific about the last days, the end of the sixth dispensation period. And he says this: "Know also that in the last days perilous times shall come, for men shall be lovers of their own loves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, untruth breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce despisers of those that goes that are good. It goes on and on talking about, and it's described absolute perfectly today the way things are. If you go across the what you were just talking about, Wendy, it's just unbelievable how precise and perfect God's Word of the Bible describes the days that we're living in today. Combine this with Romans chapter 1, you know, it's amazing. But the good news is the last verse he says there in verse 9, he says, "But they shall proceed no further, for their folly shall be manifest unto all men, as also was theirs." So, and also, God's going to fix it, isn't he?
Eventually.
So that's what we have to do. We have to, I don't want the folks to get discouraged. They're looking all around. Because I hear from people all the time, and, "Pastor, what are we going to do everywhere you turn?" You know, listen, would God ever put more on us than we could bear?
No.
No, he wouldn't do that, right? No, if he raised us up.
No.
So if he raised us up for such a time, as such a battle as this one, will God equip us? Okay, so there you go.
He will equip us if we are willing to obey him and do what he asks.
So he always honors the commitment of a righteous person, right?
Right.
Exactly, but that's why it's called faith. He will equip us if we have the faith to go out and do what he tells us, then he will equip us.
Absolutely. I got some good news here, but first, before we do that, I got to get the phone number out. And that phone number is 888-281, because the phone lines right now, we need 5,400. We're 5,400 short, and we have approximately, let me see, what do we have now? 35 minutes. We've got 35 minutes and to raise 5,400. So folks out there, listen, we need 5,400. We only got 35 minutes, so we got to hear from you. We just got to hear from you. All right, Justin, Florida Board of Education expands ban on classroom instruction of sexual orientation and gender identity to all grade levels. Praise the good Lord. See, they're doing some good things there in Florida. You know, they're telling us, you know, they've got new words that you can't say today. They don't want us to use the word, well, they don't want us to use the word female. We can't use the word female. Now, you know, they've changed it from just woman but to female. Or what else? I just had that. I'll look here and I'll find it in a minute. But here, the policy previously banned instruction of sexual orientation and gender identity in Florida's public school from kindergarten through third grade. It applies now through the 12th grade. The changes did not require legislation approval. You can't say gay. They don't want you to use the word gay by detractors now. So it's wrong for a teacher to tell a student that they may have been born in the wrong body or in their gender is a choice, DeSantis said while giving remarks in Charleston, South Carolina on Wednesday morning. Absolutely. And this is why I just said what I said about Agape Christian Academy. Folks, you got to get your kids out of those public schools. You got to. Now, what has happened in some places, here's some good news. The midterm election, where everybody said it sputtered out, it wasn't anything like we expected, and it wasn't. But the good news is that our side, the parents, picked up about 300 county school boards where they got the school boards back away from the communists. That is good. That's good news. So, Wendy, mm-hmm. tell the folks again how they can get your catalog.
Sure. They can call 866 229-3663-866-229-3663, or go on the website, thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com. And, Pastor, I'm going to have to leave a little early tonight.
Here we go, Joe. More and more rejection.
You ought to be
now
getting
that's
used to
the humor.
It.
We got to work on it.
Yeah.
He's just trying to make you feel bad so you'll stay.
Yeah.
Well, there's that manipulation and control thing. We got to work on that.
She's been a blessing over the years. She really has. You have always done such a good co-host with me, and I really, really appreciate you.
Well, I don't know how you do it, Pastor. You keep going like the Energizer Bunny. I can't keep up with you.
Well, we have. Well, you know, you ought to try taking some of Wendy's herbs.
Right. Well, yeah, well, you know, 12 and 15-hour days is the norm for us business owners, right?
It is. It is. I know what you mean. But recently, though, I'll tell you, it's been tougher than normal, and I'll tell you why. With that shoulder surgery I had to sleep sitting up, and in fact, I still have because I got a complete replacement on my shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens when you do that, you know, I'm up every hour on the hour. I got to get up and I got to walk around.
Wow.
You know, and so that really doesn't do a whole lot of, you know, a lot of good for your sleep life for sure.
No. And you've always been kind of on the light sleep anyway. So, you know, take care of yourself there.
Yeah. Well, I got to keep staying here. I want the Lord to catch me fighting with everything I have when he comes back. That's what he raised me up for. Amen.
Right. That's what we're supposed to do.
It ain't over with till we win, Wendy. There you go.
This is it. Yeah. I wish I could stay longer, but I need to rest or I'm going to wind up having.
I know. You've had a real struggle with your eye, but I praise the good Lord that it's better now.
It's better. Yeah. Thank you for the prayers. Appreciate it so much.
Well, go and get some more of your beauty sleep. It's been working for you.
Sure, it hasn't been much for you or me, Pastor.
Yeah, you're not kidding about that. Alrighty.
Everybody have a good night, and Pastor Joe, too.
You too, Wendy. Right. God bless.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Joe, do you want to hear very quickly from General Mike Flynn and Denise DeSozo?
Yeah, we could hear from Mike, yep.
Okay. We'll get Kyle. He's going to tell them. Now, we're going to be talking about how the Biden crime family is destroying America. Exactly what we've been telling you. But here are some things you may not know. Go ahead whenever you're ready.
Guys, I'm thrilled to welcome to the podcast none other than General Michael Flynn, retired Lieutenant General, former head of the Defense Intelligence Agency, served as President Trump's National Security Advisor. He's also been leading a tour in a bunch of parts of the country, the Reawaken Tour. And we're going to talk, we're going to do a couple segments with him, but in the second one, we're going to talk about his new book. It's a children's book. It's called The Night the Snow Monster Attacked. By the way, you can follow General Flynn on Truth Social, at True Gen Flynn, FLYNN. General Flynn, welcome to the podcast. Great to have you. There's so much going on in the country. I don't quite know where to start, but maybe I'll just start by having you give your assessment of where we are. Many of us came of age in an America that was certainly, you know, fraught with controversy, and there were debates between the parties, but it seems like we're now in a new place. Do you agree with that assessment? And how would you take stock of where we are now as a country?
Yeah. So first of all, Dinesh, I just want to say thank you for everything that you do for the country. Your voice is amazing. And for those that haven't seen it yet, I'm sure most of your audience has seen 2,000 Mules. That was an extraordinary piece of honesty about our election systems in this country. And I do appreciate your patience having me on, and I'm blessed to be able to be on your show. I would say that so let's just talk globally for a minute, if you don't mind, and then
yeah.
I'll come back to the domestic picture, the domestic landscape. And we can talk any level of detail that you want. But globally, there is a new alliance forming globally. And that alliance is principally between China and Russia. But there are new members of that alliance that were at least century-old allies and partners of the United States of America. And one of those one of those allies is France. Another ally would be the Saudi Arabia. Other partners that existed in around the world are other nations that are now starting to, particularly in case of Brazil, are now starting to really align themselves with this new, I would just call it a communist socialist shift in the world. And this, for those that are not paying very close attention, although I know you cover a lot of this, China, is the leader in a peace deal between the Saudi Arabian, the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia and Iran. And nobody's been paying any attention to Yemen, but the war in Yemen, which was being fueled by Iran, has subsided almost to the point where they've gone to, I would call it a ceasefire in some regards. And that's been negotiated and affected by the Chinese. And now the Chinese have the Saudis, who have been at least a century-old partner of the United States of America. They are now in a peace deal with the Iranians. So that's number one. The second thing is that President Xi went to visit with Putin about a month ago, and you probably talked about this. In fact, I believe that you did. And they essentially signed one of the largest economic and military partnerships that literally in the history of their two countries and probably in the history of the world, given the size of those countries. And Xi has already communicated with Zelensky in Ukraine. And my belief, because we're not winning the war in Ukraine, we're losing the war in Ukraine, that I sense that the Chinese are going to give an ultimatum to the Ukrainians and not even care two whits about what the Biden administration says or doesn't say. And we will likely see some type of shift here in the coming months toward some type of negotiated settlement. If we do not, then the likelihood of moving toward the potential for a nuclear war, which I hate to even say, I hate to even use that word nuclear, but there's been more talk about nuclear arms and nuclear strikes than I've ever heard in my life since, really, as a young person, as a young kid, since the Cuban Missile Crisis. So that's on the global landscape. And I'll just jump to Taiwan briefly, because the Chinese continue to encircle and continue to take over the sea and air lines of communication around Taiwan, as well as the economic economic conditions and elements that are promulgated by Taiwan, as well as Japan too, to a degree. And then, of course, we all, for anybody that's paying real close attention to the South China Sea, some of the things that the Chinese have been doing, not just for the last few years, but for the last probably 20 to 30 years. So it's a very, very dangerous geopolitical landscape that we face right now. And the United States, the weakness, and I will say the pathetic weakness coming out of the White House is part of that problem. When we show weakness, which we have done, particularly in the war in Europe, and we allow for lies and deceit and deception to cross the airwaves instead of the honest truth, then we have the real potential that we are going to find ourselves at war. So I won't go into there's other details about Africa, about China's One Belt Road Initiative, and all the things that the Chinese are doing, but it's a very, very dangerous foreign landscape, geopolitical, geostrategic landscape. But let me jump to the domestic landscape, if you don't mind.
Well, let's take a pause. When we come back, we'll do just that. Back with General Michael Flynn.
All righty, we are back, folks. Listen, what you just heard here, you're not going to hear at NBC, ABC, or CBS. Their job is to make sure you don't hear that. Now, right now, we're having the worst night that we've had in 3 months. Right now is the worst night that we've had in 3 months. And again, if this continues, I could just tell you, it won't be just six stations we're off of. It'll be more. I'm just going to tell you. So if you don't want us here, don't do anything. But if you want to hear us continue, we need to hear from you. And that number that you call is 888-281-1110. We're still 5,400 short. We've only got 25 minutes, and we're still 5,400 short. Again, that number is 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. George Soros would be tickled pink to hear this, that, you know, he's tried to get his people to get us off the air for a long time. I'm surprised he hasn't bought the stations to do that like others. 888-677-9673. We definitely need to hear from you.
Let me remind the folks, you've been on the radio almost 50 years, and you have never taken a dime for all those years. And there were times years back when we had we were doing 3 hours a night.
Oh, I did 4 hours a night for many years.
That's right, four. And then I wasn't with you then, but there was a morning show for an hour and 3 hours in the evening. You've been doing this, never taking any pay, and no one that's worked with you has ever taken a dime. We've donated our own time, our own talents, our own treasure. And we're doing it because God called you and those that work with you to be watchmen on the wall, to warn the people, to preach the gospel, to bring truth into a world that desperately needs real truth. And so when you donate to this ministry, your donations pay the bills. We don't have to have advertisers, sponsors. We don't have to sell things. Occasionally we've done some things like have the CDs with the music, but that was because people wanted it, not because we wanted to go into the we're going to make something to sell business, but because people wanted that information, wanted those songs. But when you donate, and Scripture says when you support a ministry, anything that blesses God, anything that blesses the Lord, whether it's our trucking ministry, Kingsword School of the Bible, the radio ministry, Right to Life ministry, prison ministry. Several of us have been in hospice. Anything that has done that glorifies God, if you've donated to this ministry, God says you get to share in those blessings. In other words, he gives you credit for that to your account as far as laying up crowns and treasures in heaven. And that's not my word. That's what God says, right, Pastor?
That's right. And folks, right now I want to say thank you to Carmen in Connecticut, pledged $125. Natalie in Massachusetts pledges $100. Mac in Bermal, PA pledges $100. And Joe, we still have those where a donation of $20 or more, they can get one of those CDs. It's got about 19 songs on it. And they're the songs that you hear us play here. The only place you can get them is right here from us. We're at, and folks, we ask that now. I know some of you say, boy, I sure wish, but I can't even afford that. Well, let us know, because we've sent out a lot of them to people who couldn't afford them. Same thing with the books. We have a good new shipment in of Peter Glidden's book, Attempt a Cure. Now, for that book, though, we need a donation of at least $40 or more for that book, Attempt a Cure. And
people
also
have to tell us they want the book. Too often we forget to mention that. We get so busy trying to do the Bible study, do the news of the day, do the, you know, the pledge week. We forget to mention you've got to let us know if you want a CD with the music, if you want Peter's book. You have to let us know.
Yeah, absolutely. If you don't tell us you want the book, we won't sell it to you. And when you do that, make sure that we have a complete return address, a name and address, because, see, some people will put just, instead of a return, instead of their name or whatever on the return address, you know, they'll just put, the street number and the state and that. Some of them don't put any return address at all, and they send, when you send money orders, there's nothing on the money order, so we have to have a good address to send that to you. All right, we're going to be back right after this.
I feel so certain about this faith of mine. I'm hanging in there, doing fine. King Jesus is a friend of mine. I'm blessed by you. Saving babies, teaching sinners. Hell's for losers, heaven's for winners. This work is not for beginners. I am blessed by you. I'm coming home someday. Heaven's my way. I'm blessed by you. Where the saints all stay and little children play, I'm blessed by you. Where the saints of old walk on streets of gold, I know that I will see that heavenly prize. It's no surprise how happy I'll be.
Back, and Dale in Hartfield pledges 100. Thank you, Dale. And you gotta bring it up. You gotta scroll it up. Okay, there you go. And Jane in Florida pledges 100. And Coach in Brunswick pledges 100. Rochelle in New York pledges 40. Linda in California pledges 300. I bet I know which Linda that is. Another Linda in California pledges 200. Maybe I don't. How about that? We got two good Lindas out there for sure. All right. Very, very good. Thank you.
I'm waiting for the third and fourth Linda to call to really, yeah. Really confuse Pastor Ernie.
Yeah, that. Well, praise the good Lord for that. Yeah. Well, again, we had not been doing too good tonight. We're going to be here till midnight. Even once we go off the air, we'll be here till midnight and taking calls, folks. We got to hear from you because, like I said, with nights like this, we can't afford many of them there. We will not be on the station you're listening to us on tonight. And so we're fighting like everything just to get back on the stations we went off of because we get so many letters from people telling us how much they miss us. And we miss those people out there, too. some really good people out there. You know, and again, I haven't heard anything from Denver in a long time, and we used to get so many pledges, so many calls from Denver, and we haven't heard anything from Denver. And so praise the good Lord for Denver, you know, for the good folks that had blessed us so abundantly out there. Hopefully we can get back on in Denver. I'm going to do everything I can, because I've gotten so many letters from them saying how much they miss us. All righty.
Well, you know, Pastor, our radio stations, for the most part, are in America's big cities. And I want to remind the folks out there, the left is trying its darndest to kill our great cities, to destroy them. And I look around and I see what's happening in L.A. and what's happening in San Francisco and St. Louis, Missouri, the crime, the violence, the Portland, Oregon. You see these pictures of the boarded up cities, businesses fleeing, business people. You know, we mentioned earlier, there are people, we can't sell our business. Nobody will buy it. We can't run it. We've got a world where the cities are being destroyed by Antifa, BLM, by crime, corruption, and they're all major Democrat-controlled cities. And I kind of want to remind the folks, you know, on TV we have the reruns when they would run out of production. The television would have reruns. Well, here's a liberal rerun. Karen Bass, the mayor in L.A., is her new budget. She's going to spend $1.3 billion. She's going to end homelessness. That's what she said when she ran for office. So she's going to spend $1.3 billion converting hotels and motels into housing for the homeless. And she's going to do all kinds of things. So she's got this huge $13 billion something budget. But as she talks about this, I got thinking, well, wait a minute. Pastor, we did a few years back where the, remember Mayor Eric Garcetti, back in 21, they had a big budget of about $1 billion for homeless. Well, they've spent a lot of money, and they've built 3,600 units. These are little tiny apartments, and it's cost almost $600,000 a piece by the time they get approval, pay the unions, go through the environmental impact studies, blah, blah, blah. So $1 billion.
I hear you, Jojo. I got to announce this. Dan in Michigan gives 50. Felicia in New York, 100. Claudia in Illinois, 100. Judy in Denver. Oh, great. We're hearing from Denver. For Judy, I'm glad you're still listening to us out there. God bless you. And John in Texas, 25. So the lines are, okay, let me see. Where are we at? I got to figure out right now.
Yeah.
Right now, I need 3,800. We're down to 3,800 we need. So we have, well, we have, well, we'll be here for the next 20 minutes. You can call for the next 20 minutes, at 888-281-1110. That's 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. 888-677-9673. And so, what did I say, Joe? We're 3,800 short.
3,800 is what you said, yeah.
Okay.
So, anyway, if I can just kind of finish, because with the stations being in these major cities, this is what they're doing to you. They're getting ready to do the same thing. California has over half of the homeless in the country. L.A. alone has over 400,000 homeless, and this whole thing is going to, this $1.3 billion is going to produce about, they say, 16,000 places for people over the next so many years. Well, that doesn't come close to over 40,000 homeless, and what they keep forgetting is these people are homeless mostly because of drug addiction, alcohol addiction, and mental illness, and they're buying these cheap, rundown motels and places in some of the worst parts of town where it's already what you would call, what's that word, a ghetto type or the bad part of town, and it's just going to make things worse.
Well, that's the idea. That's the whole idea, okay? When you have, one day, remember Tom Razzum, we used to do that skit, mm-hmm. out there, and we would get up there, we showed how it works. Tom would come up and Tom would say, we'd be talking and I would slap him. And he'd say, you hit me, you slapped me. And I'd say, I'm offended by the very thought that you would even say I hit you. Why would you say I hit you?
Why would you say that?
Yeah, and then he'd say, yeah, but it kind of felt like, okay, that I'd slap him again. He'd say, it felt like you hit me again. And I'd say, well, no, I told you. I'll tell you if I slap you. Why would you offend me that way? And the idea was that that's exactly what NBC, ABC, CBS, what they're doing. That's what these people, Mayorkas, the Secretary of the Border, right there out there of immigration, he gets there. His instructions are you sit there and you let Congress beat you up all day long and just keep telling people the border is secure. The border is secure. You got 6 million illegals have come over here, but you sit there and you let those congressmen and senators rip you to shreds because you're lying through your teeth. You know you're lying. They know you're lying. But that's what I want you to do. You just sit there and keep telling that same lie over and over and over again. And that's exactly what he's doing. Pardon?
Every time you slap your wife, you tell her, but I love you.
Yeah.
I'm doing this because I love you. You got to get you're wrong, your fault. You know, you need to do this more. You need to be a better person. And that's what they're doing to the people in town. The businesses, the taxes keep going up. The costs, the union costs what it is. These unions get bigger and bigger pensions. The teachers' unions are the most powerful unions in America. The quality of the schools goes down. The violence goes up. The only people that come out are the union members and the politicians. Everybody else suffers, and nobody wants to tell the truth. We've got the, you know, all these powerful unions because they are making money. It's all about money, power, and control, and we've got to take things back and start having law, legislatures and school boards that are for the people, not for the money.
Well, you're right, but again, our government has gone totally illegitimate, and you know, God gives you the answer. The last part of this message we're preaching this week, he tells you exactly what we need to do. But Charles in Dallas pledges $365, one for every day of the year. So thank you,
hey,
Charles.
Thank you.
And so, again, that numbers are 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. Let me see if we got an update right here. So we got an update now. Okay, so we now need, well, right now what we need is 2,500. We're 2,500 short. 2,500, folks, that's all we need. And we will be here for another 15 minutes. You can call at 888-677-9673. I'll tell you what we're going to do, Joe. I've already pledged twice this week, okay? And, you know, we're doers of the word, not just hearers only. We're doers of the word, not just hearers only. I've already pledged a thousand twice, and I'm going to do one more. I'm going to pledge another 1,000, even though, you know, we do all of this work, you know, because it's the right thing to do without pay. But I'm going to pledge another 1,000, and I'm going to ask if we could get someone out there to match it. We need 2,500. If we pledge another 1,000,
before you pledge, you've got to get some people to match it.
Yeah, we got to get some people to match it out there. So, okay, put us down. Put me in for another 1,000 for doers of the word, church, and
if somebody will match us tonight.
Yeah. If somebody, well, we got to get a match out there, and so that we've got 1,000, someone matches for 1,000, or someone matches for even 500. 2,500 is what we need, folks, just to make the goal tonight. And we're doing this so we can stay on your station. Joe, I got to do this one. Disneyland welcomes children of all ages to Sodomite and Transgender Pride Night. Listen, Disneyland should be called Pedophile Park instead. We really should change the name. Refer to Disneyland from now on as Pedophile Park.
Park.
Disneyland is welcoming children of all ages to attend its first Sodomite, which they use the word gay, Pride Night celebration. After hours event commemorating Sodomite Pride Month. You know, what comes before a fall?
Pride.
They're going to fall. Mickey Mouse and Minnie Mouse and their friends will be dressed up in special attire. This is Pedophile Park. That's what it is. It's Pedophile Park. Well, I'm going to tell you, these people are going to be in for an extremely rude awakening. It's a special hot place in hell for people that hurt the children, the people that do these things to children. And here... And that's during the Pride-themed parade at Anaheim and Anaheim, California Park. The event billed Disneyland After Dark Pride Night will include a dance parties, access to little children, and tickets for Disney's Pride Night will cost $139 per person for those ages 3 and up. Includes admission. Enough. You know what? We got to stop right here. And I'm going to pray. How much time do I have there, Kyle, left on that clock over there? Okay. All righty. I'm gonna go ahead and give an invocation. But before I do that, I want to pray. Heavenly Father, Lord God, if the people out there, we know, Lord, prayer is important. If the people out there would pray with us. First, Lord, I need folks, because we're going to prayer. I need them to help match this so we can stay on their station. They're listening to us. But well, Lord, this is horrible. This is evil, and there's power in prayer. Now, there's enough people across this country, and you've told us that the prayers of a righteous person availeth much. Lord, I would pray that you would shut this Disney World down, that you would shut this pedophile park down in Anaheim, California. Lord, I wouldn't care if it's a tornado, if it's a hurricane. Father God, if an earthquake, whatever it would be, I would pray, Father God, that you would shut down that den of iniquity where people bring their little children to that place, Father God. Lord, let the earth, like it has done in to Korah and his family when they rebelled against you, you opened up the earth and swallowed them up. Lord, let the earth open up and swallow up that Disneyland in Anaheim, California. Let them swallow them up whole, Father God. It's an evil, wicked thing to do that to children. It's such a wicked, wicked thing to do that to children. So, Lord God, and I would thank you. And, Lord, I thank you. I just see right now Ken in Missouri just pledged 1,000. Thank you, Ken in Missouri. Thank you. And so, folks, right now I've got to get to the most important thing for all of us out there. Many of you listening, some of you listening, some of you disagree with what I'm telling you, but I'm going to tell you this now. This is reality. There's only one thing in all of existence that you can trust completely and totally. One thing that can never let you down. It can't. It would be impossible. God's word can't be broken. And for you out there tonight, if you're listening to me, I know some of you, you've got plans for tomorrow and the next day and the next year and so on and so forth. But, folks, I'm going to tell you, there's a whole lot of people all over this planet right now tonight that have got plans for tomorrow, but they won't be here tomorrow. You see, that's why the Bible tells you over in James chapter 4 to say, if the Lord's will, and you could be one of them. You're all going to die. You don't choose the time. It's not your call. God decides. God decides the absolute time that you are taken out of here. God has already decided the day that your soul will be required of you. And so the thing of it is, you got to be ready for that. So if you have not received Christ as your Savior right now, do this. Do this. Don't take a chance. You see, if you're not saved, you're literally walking on a spider web over a burning lake of fire, believe me. So here's what you do. Repeat after me. Heavenly Father, Lord God, I come before you, a sinner, according to thy perfect truth. I deserve hellfire. But Father God, you so loved the world that you gave your only begotten Son. He, Lord, he voluntarily placed himself upon that cross. He died a substitutionary death, a horrible, horrible, horrible death. He died in my place. And I could never do anything to pay for my sins. I could never do anything, Lord God, that would pay, would justify, but he could. And he did. And because he did, I have the opportunity to live forever. So I thank you, Lord, and I ask, Lord God, that you would forgive me of my sin. I ask, Lord Jesus, that you would come into my life, be Lord of my life, all of my life, in all things, at all times, without any reservations, Lord, without any reservations. And Lord, I know now, right now, according to thy perfect word, that I'm a new creature, a born-again believer, an heir of the kingdom, and I will be indwelt now with the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen and hallelujah. Praise the good Lord. I hope you prayed that prayer with me. Boy, if you did, I'd sure like to hear about it. That would be the best news. All right, we have Anonymous in. Well, Anonymous, he just pledged 400. And Anonymous in Boston just pledged 300. So I thank you, thank you. We got to get closer to where we're at, Joe. So, folks, I'm not sure, but I think we're only about $700 or $800 short right now at this point. So we'll be here for another 6 or 7 minutes. So you can still call in. We need to hear from you. Help us stay on the station that you're listening to us on. We really need to stay on, and we got to get on, and we're doing everything we can. Believe me, we're giving it everything we've got. Joe, if I was to die today, I can honestly say that I've run a good race. I fought a good fight. I've never held back. I gave it everything I could. And I know it's the same with you. So.
And we are waiting to hear those well done, good and faithful servant. Those are the words that I want to hear.
Absolutely, absolutely. So we're almost out of time. So, folks, don't forget, 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. Well, until tomorrow, as we do at this time every single night, we want to say good night.
Good night.
God bless. And always, always
keep fighting the fight.
The fight.
3, 2, 1, we're out of here.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.